1961, a wall was erected on the middle of the city of Berlin. The world was divided by a Cold War, and the Berlin Wall was the most hated symbol of that divide. Reviled, graffiti, spit upon, we thought the wall would stand forever. And now that it's gone, we don't know who we are anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, as big as like that wall, standing before you in a divide between East and West, slavery and freedom, man and woman, top and bottom. And you can try and tear her down.
Between a bridge and a wall, without me right in the middle there, wow, you would be nothing at all. Enemies and adversaries, they try and tear me down. You want me, baby, I give. Try and tear me down. Enemies and adversaries, they try and tear me down.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
Initializing transmission.
Confirm.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hello.
Hello.
We're together again.
Yeah, we're back. We're back together again. The last show was just me. Just lonesome me.
It's just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Yay, we're back.
We should just play ourselves.
Today on the show.
Yeah, every song should just be us covering a song. That would be a good show.
That would be a good show.
All right.
So you guys are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And I'm Mbot.
And I am Sbot.
Oh.
I tried to do it like you did it.
I know, I noticed that.
Okay.
I liked it. And we're here. We have a very special show.
It is a special show. It's a special Canadian show.
Mm-hmm. Shall we just say the title and then explain ourselves?
Yeah.
All right. So this is, I'm sad that I missed a monumental transmission number 30.
I know. It wasn't that monumental though. I didn't treat it like it was.
But we would have.
We would have. If you were here, yeah. Alas, it was just me.
Well, anyways, that means that it's lucky number transmission
number 31
today. And Sbot, why don't you give us the title of that?
the title of tonight's show is The Bots Mourn the Death of Canadian Music Appreciation. I almost screwed it up.
It's okay. We had a lot of trouble coming up with this title, mostly because...
We also had a lot of problems with the show in general.
I know. We were really stoked. Okay, so let's explain ourselves. On September 21st, this year's the 2009 Polaris Music Prize winner is going to be announced. Shall we give a little bit of information about the Polaris Music Prize?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Well, they gave... I'm not sure when they released the shortlist, but they've it's down to 10 artists now. Tonight's show is going to be us playing a song by each of the artists from the album that's up for best. Well, that the Polaris Prize.
It's fine. Don't worry about that. It's when you go to the Polaris Music Prize website, it starts playing that song right away. This has happened every time we've gone.
I'm glad you caught it.
Well, it was on air. You could hear it, but it's no big deal.
I have no idea. I don't have headphones on.
Oh, it's fine. Okay, so basically what the Polaris Music Prize is a... Like, where is it? Like, there must be a place where it explains it. Basically, what happens is every year there's 180 jurors, and these jurors are all people who work in the like either music reviewing scene. They're people who work for CBC, write for journals or broadcasters,
like
people who do blogs, like people who have appreciation of music. Every year since 2006, 180 of them make a list of five of their favorite Canadian albums for that year. And then it gets listed into a 40-band long list. And then those same 180 jurors vote again. And then it becomes a short list of 10 artists.
And then a brand new panel of jurors come in to choose the last 10. And
yes.
There's 11 jurors come in.
And pretty much the criteria for being nominated, you don't have to submit. It's the people who vote. They pick their five favorite.
And based entirely on creative and artistic merit.
Yeah, it has nothing...
According to them.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with sales or anything like that. And basically, you just have to be... from Canada, or at least 50% of your band needs to be from Canada. Mm-hmm. And...
Your album needs to be either longer than 30 minutes or at least eight tracks.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the entire
And it's not
criteria.
Limited to music necessarily. It's like any kind of recording, any kind of album.
Yeah, so it can be like experimental, but it has to be original. It has to be original. It can't be, let's say, like a remix album. That doesn't count. And it's any genre. So basically, that's what the Polaris Prize is. The winner gets $20,000.
That's a chunk of change.
That's a lot of chunk of change. I don't know if that made any sense.
The long list for the year looked pretty good. Then it hit the short list.
And then it looked like...
And then it didn't look the best, anyways. Upon researching this show, we realized...
We were really excited, actually. We were like, yeah, let's do the Polaris Prize like short list. It's going to be great. They're going to be all Canadian albums. It's going to be fantastic. No.
Not the best. Not the best. Not in our opinion, anyways.
But here to vote for her favorite is Heather.
Heather's feeling canon this year. Listen to that.
Heather's feeling canon, which is actually in our first set. If you want to get in, shall we get into it?
They hate it.
The opening set here were the most. I'm not a huge fan of either of these artists, to tell you the truth.
Neither am I.
But they're I feel like they're the most recognizable
and
Canadian artists right
and
now.
Commercially successful.
Yeah.
On the list.
Which is Metric.
Off of the album Fantasies.
And then after that, it's Kanon.
So the Metric track we're going to be playing is called Help, I'm Alive.
And the Kanon track is called Dreamer off of Troubadour is the latest album.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to kick it off with. And then we'll come back and explain some more stuff. So here is Metric.
Why don't you say the title of it? The way it should be said.
What? Fantasies?
Oh, damn it. I wanted you to be like, help, I'm alive.
Help, I'm alive. Help, pick a better band. Okay, let's just play Metric, and then following that is Kanon.
I tremble. Like a hammer.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm low ball. I'm from the most risky zone. Old. No place is more shifty global. More pressure. We shooting all that is normal. But it ain't just because we want to. We ain't got nowhere we can run to. Somebody please press the undo. They only teach us the things the guns do.
Grown and sexy, come with the extra. Crushed up linen, fly like Cessna. This type grew, I gave it birth. Now it's time again to give it a verse. Jamaican born, not a fan of the clear vibe, Brooklyn to Somalia. Get them clothes in the background. Player, that is my sound. The green doesn't symbolize, I made it on the top. Pioneer legend, and they call me Mr. Rock. No B word or N word, I don't need those words. Respect for hers, the game dried up, so we coming to Greece. Leading you right and treating you right, so peace.
Fight with guns or utensils. So poor, nothing's confidential. Breakfast was not continental, and lunch could not complement all. We still become competent souls. These streets ain't paved with no gold. Matter of fact, someone stole the light pole. Nobody fat enough for light pole. They don't teach us to read and write, so
they don't teach us the ABCs. We play on the hard concrete. All we got is life on the streets. All we got is life on the streets. They don't teach us the ABCs.
Come on.
It sounded like we were totally listening to college radio right there. It was not commercial radio at all. Hey, welcome back to 105.
Some kind of animal noise of some kind would have to happen. Some kind of snarling noise. Row! With the snake. Clearly I could only ever do college radio. That's my skills otherwise are pretty poor.
So those are our first two albums off the Polaris shortlist.
Yeah, that was Just Kanon with Dreamer, and before that was Metric with Help, I'm Alive.
Mm-hmm. And it's also really important to know that the Polaris Prize is for best album, like overall album. It's not about like a best song or a best artist. It's about the album as a whole. Has to be a good cohesive piece of art, basically.
Maybe I'll mention this now. In the past winners of the Polaris Music Prize have been last year, Caribou won for Andorra, which is
amazing album.
Fantastic album. Couldn't agree more. Before that, Patrick Watson won with Close to Paradise. He's actually nominated again this year for his album Wooden Arms, which we'll be hearing later. Mm-hmm. And the first year they did it, 2006, it was Final Fantasy with He Poos Clouds, which is a great album.
See, it's a little bit sad. I feel like I think it's just a little bit sad that I guess overall I felt the albums were a bit lackluster, especially comparative to nominees from previous years and previous winners, and also in comparison to the people who were actually nominated in the long list as well.
Yeah.
These 10 albums are a little bit...
A lot of them seem like very formulaic. Like they seem so easily digestible they're not pushing music forward. They're not even like a good representation of what's necessarily coming out of Canada.
Yeah.
In terms of like cutting edge things or like a unique Canadian sound, they just sound like trash to me, a lot of them, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. I found the actual thing about the Polaris Prize that actually tells you what it is.
Oh, you found it on the site?
I found it on the site instead of me just making it up from things I've read.
Well, I feel like, no. I feel like it was good. I think we went over the points.
It's fine. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
All right. So so we decided to start it off with the two most commercially successful bands. And now we're going to rate the other ones in ascending order. Basically from what we think is the worst of it to what we think is the best of it.
The poorest nominees to the potentially the best.
So we're going to start off this set with Joel Plaskett. And I just want to read a little bit. That would be, for the record, the worst one that we think. I'm not even including the commercial ones because I think that's silly. They don't need $2,000, $20,000.
Yeah, they don't need to be there in the first place, chances are, but...
Anyways, so
although Kanon comes from a troubled past, difficult background, whatever.
Yeah,
still.
But now he's...
Now he's touring with Maroon 5. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that.
So Joel Plaskett, this album is called 3. So I'll just read a little bit about it. It's a triple vinyl, triple CD, songs with three-way titles recorded when he was 33. To me, this makes Joel Plaskett a jackass. I hated this album. I hated it.
It's
just like straight up.
It seems, this is the thing. Conceptually, it seems so pretentious. And musically, it sounds so bad. It's just like, I don't know. Call in if you disagree. How about that? But I feel like when we were going through the album, I haven't given this months to listen to or anything like that. Maybe it'll really grow on me, but. It sounds very lackluster. It just sounds tired and...
Let's talk about how we even picked the song, shall we? Well, there's three albums.
Or even the album.
There are three albums within this little collection. We picked the second one. Just thought it was atrocious. And we were like, oh, maybe it's better on... Maybe it's themed. Maybe like...
Maybe the middle album was like the cool, calm, like folky one that but like doesn't really go anywhere.
So we're like, oh, let's try number one. Number one had a sticker on it.
Sticker on the wrong side.
We can play it. And then we put in number three, and we were so happy that it wasn't as bad as number two that we were just going to play you the first one.
The first one, I feel like of what we heard, it seems like the best one because it reminded me a little bit of Belle and Sebastian. But all in all, not super impressed. I gotta mention something. I feel like we are appreciators of music in general. It's just upsetting that other artists didn't get the recognition that they probably deserve.
We can talk about the artists that didn't make it.
After
this. You can talk about the next one.
After that, okay. At least the Polaris Prize has some balls because they did pick Fucked Up with the album Chemistry of Common Life. This kind of music's not my forte, really.
It's not our cup of tea, but at least it's not. Doesn't sound the same as everything else.
For instance, considering who's on the list, I'd probably be impressed if it ended up winning. I'd be like, okay, you know what? At least it's something that had, like, it seems like it had something to say, and it probably did it very well.
Yeah, but it's just because, like, heavy metal, or, like, I don't even know what you would call that genre of music. It's heavy.
It's like rock. I feel like it's heavy. It's like rock,
like
noise.
Rock noise. Perhaps it's an R cup of tea, and, like, perhaps it is a really great album for people who do listen to that kind of music. So kudos to them, and yeah. Kudos to them for getting recognized, especially in the sea of, like, pretty much everyone else sounded the same. So,
but, like, Metric, like, that it just kills me.
I know. Anyways, let's
right.
If the show does get better, like, we are just like, I feel like it's important for you guys to know that we are disappointed with this.
Yes.
Okay, let's play it. Here's Joel Plaskett, my favorite artist, with Rewind, Rewind, Rewind.
And after that will be Fucked Up from Chemistry of Common Life with the track Crooked Head.
So it'd be like,
and nights, blood. on. Get a life. Spend 6 or 9 months getting involved in communities across Canada.
If you are between 17 and 21, not sure about your next step for college or university, want to meet people from all over Canada, and want to put something impressive on your resume, then listen to Those That Got a Life.
Check out gokatimavik.com. That's go, K-A-T-I-M-A-V-I-K.com. Come on, get a life.
All right.
Ooh.
We're back.
We're back. All right. So right before that break, you heard Joel Plaskett. We started that set off with that lovely number off of Three. It was off the third album of the three, called Three. And the track was Rewind, Rewind, Rewind.
And we just heard Fucked Up with the track Crooked Head from the album Chemistry of Common Life.
Was it? Did they end the song by just yelling fucking A over and over again?
It sounded like it, hey?
Mm-hmm.
I think it could have been.
We picked that one because it had the most discernible melody
out of all the tracks. It's true. That is how we picked it.
All right. Shall we move on?
Let's move on, yeah. So up next, the next set of albums is by Great Lakes Swimmers, their latest album, Lost Channels. And after that is going to be Hey Rosetta with their album, Into Your Lungs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not overly familiar with either of these bands.
Neither am I. Neither am I. I feel like the Great Lakes Swimmers just were in town, though, recently.
They were, yeah.
And we're going to be playing a track by them called Still. It was kind of the most upbeat, I feel, of the album that we enjoyed. And then, actually, Hey Rosetta's not bad.
No, Hey Rosetta sounds good, actually.
They sound really good. And we're playing New Goodbye. I've heard it before, so it must be...
In your brain.
I've heard it somewhere. So it's a great track.
This is the opening track on the album, too,
yes,
right?
It is. And
I feel like this is a good opener for an album, too.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. So, yeah, that's why. It's because it's produced by Hoxley Workman. I have heard this album before.
Hoxley,
we love you.
I don't know how I feel about Hoxley.
I don't really know either. I do like his writing, though.
Interesting.
His writing is fantastic. Like his books of poetry.
Mm. Mm. I don't like his bandana headband that he wears.
You wouldn't. All right, so those are our next, I guess they would be numbers, what, 5 and 6? No.
2, 3, 4. 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
5 and 6. We're moving pretty slowly here, so we should probably get.
All right, so, but I guess in the, okay, I'm just gonna leave it. All right, let's just, I was trying to count backwards and it wasn't working. Okay, so here is Great Lake Swimmers and Still. And following that is Hey Rosetta and New Goodbye. Here we go.
I'm still
Oh, surprise ending.
Static just ends just like that.
Totally ended. All right, so you just heard Hey Rosetta.
Yeah, that was New Goodbye from the album Into Your Lungs. And before that was the Great Lake Swimmers with Still from the album Lost Channels.
Right. And just to recap, mm-hmm. you guys are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears.
On CITR.
101.9.
We usually do that the other way around, but there was such a big pause.
I wanted to give you a chance.
How did I do?
You did good.
Thank you.
On CITR. Did we do that already? Oh, we did it. Shit. That was good. No, what was okay. I going to say? Oh, yeah. I was going to introduce myself.
Okay. Who are you?
Mbot. Who are you?
I'm Sbot. What are we doing tonight? What's our show?
So our show is, let's recap. It's transmission number 31.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme is?
And the theme is The Bots Mourn the Death of Canadian Music Appreciation in the form of the Polaris Music Prize.
Basically, we're playing the shortlist for the Polaris Music Prize this year, which is the only Canadian juried critics award, basically. It's given to a Canadian artist every year since 2006, and they win $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing. We're disappointed with the list, but we're getting to the better songs now. So
these are the ones that we're happy
that we're obviously. Happy. So yeah. So the last two sets are people we all like.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing.
I'm glad we finally got here. Okay. So up next is it's Malajube. At least I think I'm pronouncing that right. I'm probably not. They're from Quebec. I first heard them when I was in France, and they're popular there. And the album is Labyrinths, and the track we'll be hearing is...
Do you want to hear a fast one or a slow one?
Fast one.
They're the same time.
Oh. A fast one.
All right, so we're going to be playing a track called Port Disparu.
That sounded good. Bon.
Okay, so we're going to start off with that. And then following that is Patrick Watson, who, if you've ever listened to this show, Espot and I have been kind of threatening to do a show where we have to pick songs in the style of the other person that we think that they would like. And the only artist that I had so far for Espot was Patrick Watson. And now it's ruined because I'm playing it now.
And upon listening to who I haven't heard of much, I haven't heard much of him at all. And upon listening to it just for research for this show, it sounds great.
I know. See, I knew you were going to like it.
I knew it.
This is off of his album, Wooden Arms. And if you were listening earlier before, he won... in 2007.
Yeah, 2007 he won.
So he's really great, and I definitely think he has a good chance this year too. This album is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the track is called
Where the Wild Things Are.
Cute. All right, so that's what's coming up next. We like these. This is Malajube and Porte Disparu.
And after that is Patrick Watson with Where the Wild Things Are.
Excellent.
sings a heavy song. I put on my
That's a great song.
That's a great song. See, people who have things to say.
It's true. I feel
make
like, yeah.
Good music.
We were just discussing this, and we feel like Patrick Watson actually has something to say and can do it musically.
Yeah. He is just an incredibly talented musician, and his music is really chilling. Like, it just, ugh. Just, like, gets you right in the bones.
In the bones.
In the bones. So, just before we move on, just want to remind everyone to stay tuned.
Maxwell with Mondo Trash Show
is coming up next, and after that is Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so should we recap?
Yeah, let's recap. Yeah.
So that was Patrick Watson.
That was Patrick Watson with Where the Wild Things Are from Wooden Arms. Before that was Malajube with what was the name of the track? Do you remember? Come back to that one.
Porte Disparu.
Good one. From Labyrinths, you take over.
So what we are going to do, actually, is go through the long list and let you guys know about some of the bands we thought should have made it to the short list that didn't. But we've decided that since we were so disappointed with the short list, we were going to just, our next show will just be entirely devoted to those people who didn't make it onto it.
Yeah, the next show will be like those artists who we thought should have been at least on the short list. Some that didn't even make it on the long list, too, I feel.
Yeah. So we're going to do that next week. We're not even going to tell you about it. We're not even going to tell you about who we liked, other than that.
Although, that being said, this last set is two artists that we feel are very deserved to be on this list.
Definitely.
And even potential winners.
Yeah. And they if you also have heard any of our other shows, we've played both of these artists many times mm-hmm. before, which is a... Which says a lot, I mm-hmm. guess, for us.
So so up next is Chad Van Galen, mm-hmm. His latest album, Soft Airplane, which is good. It's not my favorite album by him, but it's definitely his most eclectic, and I think it's a very promising album. And we're going to play the track Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Mask.
So funny. And then we're going to close the show off with Elliot Brood. I love Elliot Brood. I've always loved Elliot Brood. And I think that this album, Mountain Meadows, is like one of his best works. It's pretty fantastic.
I feel like it could take it.
I feel like it could take it too. It's really, really good. And it's just like the whole album is just a really good, solid piece of art. And I'm going to play you the last track, which is called Miss You Now. And it's... cute, and I love it. And I don't usually like kind of bluegrassy bands and stuff, but this is this Elliot Brood's got me a little bit of country in me. So that's what we're gonna leave you guys off with. We hope that one of those two artists win, because mm-hmm. they deserve it.
And you know what, by the time the next show rolls around, we would have known.
We'll let you know. So hopefully we can let these tracks play, mm-hmm. but we'll say goodbye to you now.
All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Good night. This has been
All Awesome in Your Ears.
Yeah. I'd walk you home. To not be alone. To not be alone.
Hey gang, it's Max here with another spicy episode of Mondo Trasho with Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM. I was just held up by a skunk outside, interestingly enough. And so I am, as always, starting my show late and totally underprepared, but I'm going to make it up to you with some great music and some tickets. I'm going to give away tickets to... Oh, you see, I'm going to give away tickets to Coco Rosie. That's right. Later in the show, I'll be giving away tickets to Coco Rosie September 16th at the Red Room. So, wow, make sure you stay tuned. And we're going to start today's show with the smash hit from Grizzly Bear. You've been listening to it and mashups of it and whatever for weeks and weeks and weeks. But here they are, some of New York's finest, soft-beardedest... young gentleman, Grizzly Bear.
Yeah.